Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A really interesting story we spotted in the UK this month, where the UK Justice Secretary Shabana Mahmood said she believes that prison isn't working for women. And she points out how after serving a short custodial sentence, a woman is significantly more likely to reoffend than one given a non-custodial sentence. And I thought it was just a fascinating insight into how the prison system works. I want to get a better understanding of that. Saoirse Brady is the Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Saoirse, does that stat stand up here in Ireland?
Yes, it does. And I would say it's not only for women, but for men as well. Anybody sent to prison on a short sentence is less likely to get the support that they need to tackle the underlying issues that might have caused them to offend in the first place. So, you know, you're talking, but particularly for the women's prisons and women going to prison, there is a huge percentage of women who go to prison on very short sentences, sometimes for weeks or months, sometimes for days. And, you know, the Irish Prison Service themselves and senior officials that I would have spoken to would question what can they actually do with that woman to address the issues that she has. So, for example, very many women in prison have experienced trauma themselves. A very high percentage of women, I think it's something up around the 80% mark, would have been a victim of crime themselves, so would have experienced maybe physical, domestic or sexual abuse in the past and are dealing with a lot of trauma. There are stats around maybe 85% of women in Irish prisons having an addiction issue, 60% having a mental health issue, although those stats are quite old. And just, you know, the other stat that I just want to flag with you is that women in prison are 8 times more likely to self-harm than men in prison. So it is a very traumatic experience. And with the overcrowding situation at the moment, the two women's prisons, just before I finish this point, the two women's prisons are the most overcrowded in the state routinely and regularly now. So, for example, Limerick Prison today, the new women's prison, which is, you know, a state-of-the-art facility,
we talked
is
about
at 150% capacity. So there are 84 women in a space for 56 people. And in the Docus today, the women's prison in Dublin, there are 183 women in a space that has beds for 146.
So how many short stay prisoners do we have when we compare the figures to those that are in on maybe life sentences or, you know, somewhere in around 8 or 9 years then, Saoirse?
I don't have the stats by broken down by gender,
but
what
50%?
We do know is it's 74% of committals are for 12 months or less.
74%?
74%. And that means that you don't get a sentence management plan. So you don't get the plan, you know, to know what you're going to do afterwards. It also means that, like, if you are put in a waiting list for the very overstretched addiction and mental health services that currently are in prison, you don't even get to the top of the waiting list before you are put back out in the street and you go to the bottom of the list in the community. So you never get your issues dealt with. And just there was a report issued recently, and it was from public officials from right across the criminal justice sector that made a report to the Minister for Justice on the prison overcrowding crisis. She put together this group. And they talked about, like in the report in black and white, it talks about how there are people in prison solely because of their homeless status, because they cannot release them into homelessness. So you're talking about a choice between an overcrowded prison cell or sleeping on the street. So how, so the reoffending piece, you know, how do you expect people to not offend in the future if they can't address the offending behaviour?
Gillian is with us too, Saoirse. Gillian, I believe you're a former prisoner yourself. You now work with ISCA, the National Advocacy Service for People Who Use Drugs in Ireland. What are we doing wrong then? Like, why is that prison system not working for people?
I think from my own experience, like what Saoirse was saying there, I went in and I'd done a 4 month sentence. I had my own accommodation and I had my children in my custody. I went into prison and I ended up doing a 4 month sentence. I came out after 4 months homeless and my children in the care of Tulsa, you know, and then, you know, accessing emergency accommodation. I think, you know, the money needs to be refunneled into supporting and not punishing, you know, like what we said initially years ago, there was one woman per cell in the Docus. Now we have 3 women in a cell and the recreational rooms are used now as an overflow kind of thing. So I think more women are being punished rather than supported. And I think if we support rather than punish, the outcome could be very different. And we need to be looking at what these custodial sentences for women are having, the impact it's having on their children. You know, I'd be of the opinion it's creating the next generation of, you know, problematic people that use drugs. Mm.
So what's the solution then? You know, when you keep, I suppose, the victims of crime in the back of your mind as well.
Well, a lot of these women would be victims of crimes themselves, you know, that have been failed by the system and let down by the system, you know, and then they're being punished because of, you know, the way I look at it is very narcissistic. You know, they have been victims themselves. You know, the drugs are a symptom. What's the cause? And then they're being punished for, you know, having trauma and not being able to unpack that trauma, you know. And they're taking responsibility by presenting in court, you know, and going to prison. But I think, you know, if we look at supporting rather than punishing and looking at the underlying issue, which is, you know, what's the cause? The drugs are the symptom. The criminality is the symptom of the drugs. But why is this woman using drugs? We need to be looking at that and supporting them and addressing the underlying issues and then giving them a chance of maybe, you know, kind of functioning well in society without having criminal activity or problematic behaviours.
Saoirse, for people listening to us today, and you know, maybe their loved one or somebody that maybe they themselves are the victim of crime, and somebody is, you know, serving a sentence, whether they be male or female at the moment, for whatever happened. You know, it's a hard balance to get right. If we talk about go on ahead.
And I understand that. But when we're talking about those people there that we've been talking about all along during this conversation, those in short sentences, you know, who have been sent to prison for low-level offending, there are better ways, more cost-effective ways, more, you know, consistent ways to deal with that. And we have proposed solutions. So, for example, there is a solution that is working really well in the youth justice system and is changing lives. I don't want to over-egg it, but it has changed the lives not just of the young person, but their family as well. So it's a bail supervision scheme. So that is where a person, you know, they will be assessed as to their level of risk, but they mightn't have to go to prison at all. And instead, they get those interventions that Gillian's talking about. You get the therapy, you get the supports for a mental health issue, the addiction, you get.
And how does that work? Is that like signing on a daily basis maybe or something, or what does that involve?
Potentially, but so basically you would be under probation supervision, and there is talk of a pilot scheme with the probation service to put this in place, and we would have called for it in the budget as well. But I suppose it's having a team that will work directly with, you know, initially a small group of women, but hopefully expanding it out. And they will have a multidisciplinary team. So they'll have all the people on their team. The woman, the services will come to the woman. So obviously stable accommodation is key. And Gillian mentioned a really key point there. Like, you are seeing people falling into homelessness because they've lost accommodation because they go to prison. So if somebody did have accommodation and the services could come to them, we know that, you know, people are living chaotic lives, that they can't engage with the services that they need. They can't make appointments. They can't, you know, and childcare is an issue very often as well, and transport to get to these appointments. So if the services are coming to them, then, you know, they're more likely to engage, but also not fall foul of any conditions that are placed on the bail, like signing on, for example.
Yeah. Just finally, Gillian, would you support a pilot programme like that?
Most definitely. You know, I think, you know, kind of, I wouldn't have been like a revolving door in and out of prison had those supports been available to me. And, you know, my children wouldn't have happened to deal with the impact of what my custodial sentences had on them. So I would be like totally in support of it. I think, it, you know, the fact that it's not being done is a shame. You know, again, as Serge was saying, I actually done a talk with probation services there last year with regards to this, you know, kind of thing, that there's many other avenues that we can go down before you incarcerate a woman, you know, and as to look at the, you know, kind of like a multidisciplinary, like their mental health, their trauma, their addiction, you know, there's so
the
many.
Background. No, I take your point. And I suppose as well, it depends on the crime too that's being committed, obviously, as well. Gillian and Saoirse Brady, Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Gillian there too from ISCA. Thanks a million to you both for your time on the show. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.